Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on FM end of the dial. We are grateful for your participation, your attention. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. What a privilege it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 576-7710 is the number to call. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Alan Londi of the New Reformed Temple.
Thank you, Alan. What do we say? You're our special guest, co-host, instead of subbing. You are subbing, in a way, for Michael Zedek.
I'm the designated hitter.
You're the DH. Very good. We were talking with Steve before, who dialed 576-7710. Steve, your question is, I guess, about what each of us believes or about that phrase, once saved, always saved, or your friend, you say, is a fellow Baptist, is this right?
Yeah, he's a, I wouldn't call him a friend, he's just a young preacher. He hasn't been to seminary or anything. He's taken over a small church, and he believes you fall in and out of salvation. And I guess my question, I'd always been taught in the Baptist church that,
once saved, always saved.
Now,
yeah.
I guess my question is there any verses in the New Testament that point, that say, you know, that not doesn't have to specifically say once saved, always saved, but indicate that once you accept the Christ, you may fall astray, but you're going to always be spoken for by
I think
Christ.
There's tons of scriptures that point to that. And
give me a
that,
few.
Why don't do
well,
you?
Well, I got some here.
Do you, why do you ask me that?
Well, it's because I just think he's wrong, and he says, I cannot find that in the Bible, and he believes strongly that, you know, that you can fall in and out of salvation. So, in other words, you could, you know, one day you could accept Christ as your Savior and ask him to forgive your sins, and the next day you wouldn't be going to heaven.
Yeah. I'm kind of more on your end of the spectrum. And believe that there's an ontological transformation when one has a consciousness of God that hopefully you never, ever forget that presence, that moment. You may veer away from the path. You may even do some horrible things. But that salvation, that redemption is beyond our control. That's our business is to accept it, to receive it, to live into it, to abide by it, and but we're not in charge of the redemption. Your friend or associate or this young pastor is trying to reckon with something that is a great mystery that is beyond actually our comprehension. John was going to say something too.
Well, this doctrine known as once saved, always saved, was unheard of before the Reformation. And I just got six Bible verses here. Matthew 24:13 says we must endure to the end. St. Paul says the same thing in 2 Timothy 2:12. We must hold out to the end if we want to reign with Christ. Hebrews 6:4 describes somebody who was born again, then fell away. And Paul says it's impossible to come back.
And what was that?
Hebrews 6:4-6.
That we could lose our salvation,
we could lose
John?
It. We could lose it.
That's according to the anonymous author of Hebrews?
Yes. Philippians says, St. Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, Paul says that I pummel my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others I myself should be disqualified.
Okay, what was that again? What was the verse?
1 Corinthians 9:27.
You know,
we have this free will.
Yeah, but we get into just proof texting. Well, it says here, you know, I would proof text and say Romans 8 trumps them all. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, period.
Romans 8.
Romans 8, and that's 35 and then 37 through 39, also 36.
Well, would it be possible to separate yourself from the love of God by choosing to, because you have a free will, because we're not puppets? God does give us our freedom. He doesn't force us to love him.
Again, it would be, we would do that which we would think is separating us from the God we would experience as, but ontologically, in the real essence, can God ever be driven away? And Romans 8 says no.
Well, God could be.
God is always present.
He is
always loving.
That's
right. God never is separated from us, finally.
Yes.
Nothing that we can do.
He doesn't separate himself from us, but we separate ourselves from him.
But there is a rabbinic idea called Hester Panim, where there is the notion that God is hiding.
Mm.
And the concept comes forth in story of the Book of Esther. Where is God in that story? Because God is never mentioned. So it's not as if God doesn't exist, but the presence of God becomes hidden. We become less aware of it.
Less aware.
It becomes less accessible to us. And I kind of like that idea, because it's not about the existence of God. It's about our ability to access God and to fully grasp God's presence within our lives. I don't know if that is directly connected to what you're discussing, but that's...
What do you think, Steve?
That's what popped into my mind.
Well, what I think is all sounds logical to me from what I've, I'm too old now where I could read the whole Bible again, but...
You're never too old to read the Bible ever again. What are you talking about?
How old are you, 90?
Getting up there, my health isn't very good.
Okay.
And,
we'll keep you in prayer.
But, you always want to learn. There's always new things to learn, old things to learn over again. But another question, if you don't mind.
Okay, make it quick.
Got
some other callers here.
Author of Revelation. This is James, right?
No.
John.
John.
John, I'm
thought
sorry.
To be, yeah.
Assumed to be
two different people. John, there was who wrote Revelations was in a prison. A different James and
you mean a different John?
I'm sorry, different
than the Gospel of John. That is a very common scholarly assumption. Yes.
Yeah, that's what most.
But there is a popular view that says no, they're the same person. But there's a very very strong scholarly academic perspective that says yes, they're two different people.
And if that were the case, how would that matter to you, Steve?
Nothing other than it's interesting. It's something to think about. I wouldn't change my beliefs, I would think. But I always thought that, it was they were the same James. But you say the scholars who know more about it than I do are saying, no, they're two different people.
Well, in Catholic and Protestant canons of the Bible, the Book of Revelation is there, so we do have to deal with it. You might have different interpretations between the different denominations. For us as Catholics, we see it as a window into the heavenly liturgy, which is reflected in our Mass that we celebrate every day, that the Mass is patterned after.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Steve, do you have enough coasters yet?
I really don't need any.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and we're going to go to Madeline. Whoa, Madeline!
I thought you were in Chicago.
Madeline is. Well, she was calling in, and there was a nice affirmation on the topic line, but not there. Call back, Madeline, 576-7710. And Mike, we're going to get to you after this break. We're going to be right back here at Religion on the Line at 576-7710.
Talking Kansas City, KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Royal Caribbean wants to rock your view on their newest ship, anthem of the seas as she sails from the Big Apple this fall. Experience the thrill of skydiving right on the deck of the ship with Ripcord by iFly. Hang out in the Seaplex with bumper cars, roller skating, trapeze school, and more. Hop in the North Star and enjoy breathtaking island vistas from the best seat in any house. And now with the new Rock Your View offer, you can get the VIP treatment and save on Anthem of the Seas inaugural season. Get a balcony for the price of an Ocean View stateroom. Plus, you'll get 50% off your deposit. So rock your view and save. But hurry, this great offer sails away on May 31st.
Royal Caribbean Cruise Vacations has just extended this special offer. Call Cruise Holidays today, 816-505-1500. That's 816-505-1500. Or online at chkc.travel and rock your view on your next Royal Caribbean Cruise Vacation.
Markets don't always go up. Unfortunately, people have portfolios that can only go up in value if the stock market goes up. My name is Chris Butler, investment manager and host of the radio show Capitalist Pigs, heard Saturdays on KCMO. Most people that have been working for a number of years know that the economy cycles through periods of boom and bust. So why wouldn't the markets, of which that economy is comprised, also exhibit periods of up moves and down moves? Of course they would, and they have, for as long as we have history. Investors actually have tools at their disposal that can either help protect their portfolios in a falling market or maybe even make money in that environment. But too few investors know what these tools are or how to use them. Incorporating those tools is just one element of what we call the all-weather approach to growth investing. You can learn more about that approach by downloading our free report at investontrack.com. Again, download the report at investontrack.com.
Join Dr. James Mirabli each week for Ask the Doctor, Kansas City's only call-in medical radio show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on KCMO Talk Radio. Dr. Mirabli and his guests will answer your questions related to beauty, health, and wellness. Dr. Mirabli specializes in women's health, and he has an award-winning medical spa, Med Cosmetic. This week on Ask the Doctor.
Physicians are seeing an increase in pediatric dermatology issues. Local dermatologist Kyle Anderson joins the discussion Saturday at 1.
Be a part of Chiefs Kingdom like never before with Chiefs Kingdom Rewards, a program where you can earn and redeem points for exclusive Chiefs prizes, like one-of-a-kind Arrowhead experiences, sideline access, jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and more. And you can earn points by doing things you already do, like watching games, attending training camp, and keeping up with the latest news from the Kingdom. Download the Chiefs mobile app to get started, or sign up at ChiefsKingdomRewards.com. Chiefs Kingdom Rewards, where Chiefs fans go to play and win.
Two consecutive SEC Eastern Division titles, winners of five conference divisional titles in the past eight seasons, and the reigning SEC Coach of the Year. The Missouri Tigers are coming to Kansas City to take on the BYU Cougars. Join the Missouri Tigers as they return to Arrowhead Stadium November 14th, 2015. Two storied programs, one epic game. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Greg Knapp Experience.
Only 37% of students are current on their federal and private student loans. And some are saying, well, maybe we should just have the taxpayer pick up the tab.
I don't think it would be a bad thing to make it easier for people to pay off their loans.
Why should everybody else have to pay for the decision your children made as adults?
That's a pretty good point.
The Greg Knapp Experience. Weekday afternoons 4 till 6 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. FM. We are Talk Radio, KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line in this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning in the heart of the country. Here at 710 AM, 103.7 FM, you've got Religion on the Line. This is the time, this is the place. Give us a call, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Alan Londi of the New Reformed Temple.
And thank you, Michael Zedek, thanks you. Our mothers, thank you. A blessed memory. Everybody, thanks you. And hopefully we've got Madeline calling back in.
I do have one announcement. Tomorrow night is the I-70 series. Tomorrow night between the priests of the Diocese of Kansas City, Kansas, and the priests of the Diocese of Missouri.
I love it. What are they doing?
They're going to be at T-Bone Stadium, and there's a game between these two dioceses and the priests. We call it the I-70 series. It's called Pitch for Priests, and it's a fundraiser for seminarians and those discerning the call to a vocation of priesthood.
Always love it when new clergy are encouraged and given support, that's a good thing. So,
6 p.m.
576-7710 is the number to call here. And we're going to be we're getting a kind of a full board here, and we're going to go to, let's see if this is Madeline again on line two. She was first in the queue. Is that Madeline, Rick? All right, we're going to go to Madeline.
Well, good morning, boys. How are you?
Good morning.
This is a great program, Rabbi. I really enjoy having you on. And on my bucket list, I've told my children I need to go to a synagogue. I growing up in Chicago many, many years ago, I thought women just never went to the synagogue, only the men. So I thought I never want to be a part of that. So, but I have learned since that that's not true. So I would like to know more about that. And I want to tell you, Reverend Hill, I was going to church with you,
and
attending
beautiful.
Was a wonderful experience. I have never seen such a beautiful replica of the Last Supper.
If I could have carried it out,
I would have. It was the most beautiful thing, and I'm sorry I didn't get a picture of it. I intend to do that. It really was very impressionable. The people were so kind.
Mm.
Your homily was, well, even if I didn't love you, I would like you. I would like you, and it. What I'm trying to say, I'm not using the right words, it was just wonderful.
Mm, and you're very kind.
And like I said, my goal is to get to a synagogue and to hear Deacon
Perk
at his own church. It's wonderful to get them written or listen, but it's going. That's the other thing. And my deacon, our deacon, God's deacon, Winston, said that. But,
this is truth in advertising. Your son is a deacon.
Yeah, and he is. He promised we would do that sometime this summer.
You're going to give me a warning, aren't you?
No.
No, she. She just shows up. That's all right. You're always welcome. I will tell you, it was a great grace, and I would wish you on every congregation in Kansas City, including Rabbi Londi's. I hope your bucket list is long and that includes many congregations, because you are an ambassador for goodwill and love, Madeline.
Well, thank you. That was very kind of you to say. I just enjoy this program, and especially today. Every time I listen, when I hang up, I think, "What did you learn today, Madeline?" Mm. And I believe the God, my merciful God, is not going to let me down ever, or you, or anybody that believes. I don't think it. Gosh, you'd make a good Catholic, Reverend Hill.
Well, that is one of the highest compliments I've ever been paid.
Now, I'm waiting to hear if I'm going to make a good Catholic.
You know,
I'm not looking for that, but okay.
No, I know you're not, but I tell you, I have a Jewish sister, and that's a long story, and we have many discussions, and I love her with all my heart, and it's all right for us to disagree, to agree to disagree, but there isn't a more saintly person that I know. And I have too many sins to be perfect, but I have too many blessings to be ungrateful, and that is my philosophy. But thank you all, because I would like to know, if you've got time, Rabbi, where your synagogue is and what time you have your services. And because I would like to go to a synagogue. I have not done that yet. But it's there. It's on my list. So God bless you all. You have no idea what you do for this lady here.
Thank you, Madeline. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to go on the wings of that affirmation to Mike. You've got religion on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You asked a question about how you reconcile science and religion, which I was going to try to give an answer. But first, when the person asked about Revelation, were the Gospel and Revelation written by the same person, you said there are scholars that say no, but the popular opinion that says yes. Well, there's also scholars in the academy that say yes, it's written by the same person. It's not just a question of those who study say no, and those who don't study say yes.
Yeah, and there's those who don't believe it's written who are not scholars by the same person. Yeah, so it's a big ball of wax.
How you phrase it is important. Now, I have no trouble reconciling science and the Bible. I have trouble reconciling naturalism and science and the Bible. For example, one of the most best proved theories in science is the conservation of energy and matter, which goes against the idea that in science that anything can be created from nothing. But they have to, if you're going to have a naturalistic explanation for the origin of the universe, you have to abandon the scientific theory of thermodynamics and invent something. I believe that something from nothing is a supernatural experience, and I think science backs that up. And so I have no trouble reconciling science and what's the Bible. If the creation is supernaturalistic and not naturalistic, how God does it, we only know if he lets us know.
It's a matter of faith, right?
Well, so the belief that it was by naturalism, by a Big Bang, it's a matter of faith, because you can't go back in history or you can't repeat it. And so you start from an element of faith. If you believe everything can be explained by naturalistic causes...
I do not, so...
No, I'm talking about the people who do, because they're the ones that produce these theories that you try to reconcile with religion. But that if it was by random chance that the universe and life was created, well, then that means their very theories are just a product of random chemical reactions.
Yeah, that'd be self-fulfilling prophecy.
Theory?
Yeah, and your signal is kind of going in and out on us, but I think that we don't have a dilemma. We would say that there's some things that science can't answer and some things that it can't.
Well, there's some things they can't even start to answer. They can only speculate, and that's origins. Because they can't repeat origins. And it wasn't
what we say is they cannot prove God, but that's not their job.
No, I didn't say prove God.
I didn't say you said. I said they, okay? I'm not saying you. What we say here is that the book of Genesis is about a why question, and from whom, and this who is this whom, this creator God that gives life to us, not only back then, however many millions or billions of years it took, or the question is who gives us life today, who sustains us.
I've been reading the book of Genesis because we're doing that study. The story.
We got to go.
Well, let me just say real quick. The question is, was it created by nature? We're going to worship nature, or was it created by God?
We believe that it's created by God, but we also, several of us, believe in evolution, too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. We're going to be right back after these messages here at Religion on the Line.
Hundreds of thousands of veterans have taken off their uniforms and put them away, carefully packed and safely stowed. But for some veterans, the uniform isn't so easily removed. The emotions experienced while serving continue to weigh on them. Life after service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, and daily life is no longer as enjoyable as it once was. Some feel overwhelmed and lost. But that uncertainty doesn't take away from their strength and courage, nor does it take away from the sense of duty veterans carry with them. The transition from service is different for everyone. If you are a veteran going through a difficult time, or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
CBS News Update.
Looking over your shoulder, you're looking out windows every day. Are they in your backyard? Are they in your front yard? You don't know what to expect.
The mood in neighborhoods near the upstate New York prison where convicted killers David Sweat and Richard Matt escaped.
Just keep my guns loaded and hopefully they catch these guys soon.
But today is day 9 of the search, CBS's Steve Futterman reports.
This has to be very frustrating for law enforcement officials here. They have now been involved in this intense search for more than a week and still they have not been able to track down either Richard Matt or David Sweat. Law enforcement personnel feel they have been close several times. Sniffer dogs have appeared to have picked up the scent of the two escapees.
The prison worker accused of helping Sweat and Matt escape has been moved to a jail outside of Clinton County. Authorities say they don't want 51-year-old Joyce Mitchell near anyone she might know or have worked with, but she's expected back tomorrow to face charges in court. CBS News Update. I'm Heather Bosch.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
More showers and thunderstorms will be with us off and on throughout the overnight hours as temperatures fall into the upper 60s for your Sunday morning. Southerly winds will be light between 5 and 10 miles per hour. More rain, more thunderstorms possible on Sunday. Temperatures will be a touch warmer with highs in the lower 80s. Winds will pick up out of the south between 5 and 15 miles per hour through the afternoon hours. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
It's Carson in the Morning.
A Virginia man has won the right to see his son, even though the child was conceived through a woman using a turkey baster.
I had no idea that that was actually even possible.
It might even be a better way.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I happen to feel that there are probably a lot of little bastards running around. Hey, thank you very much.
Oh, boy. That's a promo.
That's a promo.
That's good stuff. That's just good stuff.
Carson in the Morning on KCMO weekday mornings 5 till 9.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The Diagnostic Imaging Center's Health and Well Mobile, bringing health and wellness directly to you in partnership with New Sound Hearing Centers, Comfort Dental, and Roxy's Health Treats, is now offering health fairs for businesses. We offer low-cost wellness exams for any staff of 30 or more. Visit healthwellmobile.com or call 312-953-1702. That's 312-953-1702 to schedule your health fair today.
I'm Bruce Brown, Certified Mortgage Planning Specialist with Prime Lending. Join me Sundays at noon for Dollars and Homes. Buying, selling, and financing real estate is serious business and requires professional advice. The Dollars and Homes show provides that advice as we tackle important issues that could save you thousands on your next real estate or mortgage transaction. Join me right here for Dollars and Homes. Sundays at noon, visit us on the web at dollarsandhomes.com or call me, Bruce Brown, 816-286-HOME. That's 816-286-HOME.
Carson in the Morning.
That's crazy. So the change in your pocket and the battery almost set your pants on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Weekday mornings 5 till 9.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line. Here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. This is the time, this is the place. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. here at Religion on the Line. 576-7710 is the number to call. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Alan Londy of the New Reformed Temple.
And we have a couple of callers that we need to get to, and we're going to go to Bebo. Bebo, you've got Religion on the Line.
Good morning again, you fine gentlemen. Well, it was mentioned earlier about the importance of community. I wholeheartedly agree. I'm on my way to one of my communities right now. But this weekend, I will call it a blessing for sure, a community of family. One of them was sad, and the other one was magnificent. Friday was sad. We buried a cousin who was 45 years old, lived in Bonner Springs, had a wife and three children, and his father and I are first cousins. And obviously I saw a lot of other cousins and stuff. Then yesterday we were at the National Guard Armory over in KCK, and we honored my great-grandmother's birthday. She was born in 1861 and died in 1961.
Whoa. Wow.
But yeah. But her children, of which my maternal grandmother is one, and she lived 103 years herself, my maternal grandmother. And we had 700 people.
Wow. Wow.
From 20-some states yesterday here at the, well, over in KCK at the National Guard Armory. And I just sat there. You know, I visited with people I had not seen for many years. You know, I had a guy come in from San Francisco who immediately knew me, but he's 20 years younger than I, so he was just a kid when I was a young man, and he had to tell me who he was, but we had a great, you know, that kind of day. And then last night, Judy and I went to Redemptorist for the annual homecoming that they have there, and we're very tired. But what a weekend. And family, my little sister Lucy was their 50th anniversary of her high school graduating class at Redemptor, one of the last ones they had. And it was just a different weekend than I've had in quite a time. And before I went to sleep last night, I gave thanks for allowing me that. I find out, and I can't prove it, we will prove it, of my maternal grandmother, she had 50-something grandchildren and 140-something great-grandchildren. I mean, this is true.
How many children?
She had 11, of which my mother was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my mother had 7. And I'm one of those. I'm by myself. I have 6. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm getting lost here where my thoughts are going. I'm getting old and senile.
Mm.
But I'm very, very thankful. Oh, I was talking about a cousin of mine that we buried 3 weeks ago. He said, you know, I'm Ermelinda. That was our grandmother's name. She said, right now I'm the oldest surviving grandchild of our grandma. He said, where did you come into that? And he and I sat down and talked about it, you know, last month. And I was 4th in line. Well, there's 2 ahead of me now, a brother and sister, and the brother I'm talking about is the one whose son we buried Friday. And he and I talked. I said, your sister Rose is next now. She's the oldest surviving grandchild. You're next, and then me. He said, yeah, I think so. And I just had a lot of thoughts all weekend about being grateful, about belonging to a great family. I tell people I got a family that you just have to be around. You know, we got business people, we got thugs, we got a little of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have a gathering like we did yesterday, none of it matters who does what. The only thing that matters is that we are family and we love each other. And I almost choke up.
Yeah.
But I saw 700 people yesterday having a great time, not one argument, nothing. Just a great, great afternoon on Saturday. And I gave thanks last night for that. gave thanks for being able to participate and witness and be a part of it. And I just want to share that with the rest of the people out there in your vast listening audience. Okay. People had a wonderful weekend.
Good for you. Good for you.
And I hope you guys all have one, too.
Bebo, you're very kind for calling in. Thank you so much. And you
thank
have
you
a
guys.
Great
God bless
Sunday.
You all.
All right. Thank you. Well, family reunions and those kind of gatherings where you get to look over the whole tribe and, boy, 11 children and then, what was it, 100 grandchildren? Was that it? Man, it's a lot. Anyway, so thank you, Bebo. And we're going to go to Mary. Mary, you've got religion on the line.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, we're right here.
Okay, I want to address something that John Perk said. Hi, John.
Hi.
I want to say something about St. Anthony. Yesterday, we celebrated the feast day of St. Anthony in our church, and I'd like to talk about two little experiences that I've had with St. Anthony's intercession. When I first became aware of St. Anthony, it was a little girl. I climbed a high tree out in our yard, and I had my first little ring on, and wouldn't you know, it fell and dropped into the tall grass. And I, after I came down from the tree, I searched and searched, and of course I ran into the house and cried and told my mother. And my mother said to pray to St. Anthony, and I didn't know anything about St. Anthony, and she explained a little bit from the saint book who he was. And anyway, she went out that afternoon, and she found my ring. And after that, many, many, many special favors of St. Anthony happened in my life. And then just not too long ago, the diamond in my wedding ring fell out on our way to Georgia. And it meant so much to me. The prongs came loose and the diamond fell out, and I just prayed and prayed, and I thought, that will never, never happen. I will never find it. But for 2 months I prayed, and I thought, well, you know, whatever. So I kept praying, and on the feast of the vigil of the Pentecost, my husband went out to the car, and the light shone on the creases of the seat of the car, and lo and behold, the diamond was right there in the crease after 2.5 months or so. And so I was very, very grateful. And I could just cite dozens and dozens and dozens of cases where St. Anthony came to my poor little intercession. And he is a great saint. So, John, I was glad you mentioned that. So that's all I have to say. And everybody have a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day out.
Mary, do you have enough coasters yet?
I do.
All right. Blessings. All right. Take care and have a great day. And
if you lose them, pray to St. Anthony.
Or give us a call. And maybe St. Anthony will direct you here. So, are there personages that are not like saints, but that are like heroes? In the rabbinical tradition, I've heard, as Rabbi Nachman of Bratislav would say,
awesome.
Or as Rabbi Yitzhak, oh boy, where is he from? I'll remember it later.
Levi Yitzhak.
Yes, yes. You know, they're invoked as almost like saint-like characters that I've heard, Rabbi. Teach John and us about, and me about how does that work?
Well, there was a great charismatic spiritual leader who was named the Baal Shem Tov, and he was the founder of what was the Hasidic movement, and that Hasidic movement is quite different today than it was then. And these were people who wanted to create religious communities where there was a greater immediacy with people, with God. And he had disciples, various disciples. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak is one of them. There are others. And there's two ways of looking at them. One is the brilliance of their writings and erudition of their thoughts, But there are some people who contribute to them certain, let's say, magical powers. And if you pray to this person, certain things are going to happen. That is not the approach to Judaism that I personally follow. I find these people to be incredibly interesting and their sayings to be wonderfully interesting. But, you know, the mainstream of Jewish thought is we don't have intermediaries. So the Hasidic movement has a kind of interesting place in Jewish thought. Either it's seen as a resource because these people were incredibly wise and they developed disciples and they developed their own literature. But there are some people who would look at them much more, I think, I don't want to say as saints, but people with certain powers. But it wouldn't be my instinct to ever pray to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, Protestants do not have saints per se, although there's a kind of saintly tradition among Lutherans and certainly among Episcopalians and Anglicans as well. And the Presbyterians kind of have a hallway of heroes, as it were. But that sainthood thing is not so Protestant. But we always would look to exemplars,
yes,
as ways to pattern our lives after, not so much people to intercede for us in the hereafter, but that would impinge upon our life right now. You know, let's continue this. We got to take a break,
okay. Pay
some bills, it looks like.
Okay.
We're going to be right back after these messages here at Religion on the Line.
Kansas City's talk station is KCMO.
I love to hear your thoughts.
Rob Carson, mornings 5 to 9.
This is the most fun I've had in radio.
Chris Plant, 9 till noon.
And I'm knowing that nobody else is going to talk about this and nobody else is going to report this.
And the Greg Knapp Experience.
That sounds pretty good.
Brings you home 4 till 6 p.m.
And I understand we need rules. I understand we need laws. But I also understand that sometimes we go too far.
KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine, our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Did you know that your children may be eligible for free or low-cost health insurance? Health insurance programs like Medicaid and CHIP help to pay for regular checkups, emergency care, hospital stays, vision and dental care, vaccines, and medicines. Call the Su Familia helpline today at 1-866-783-2645 or text INSURE to 805-722 to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply. Text STOP to quit.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Tanning, indoors or out, increases your risk of skin cancer, including melanoma, the second most common cancer in young adults and the leading cause of cancer death in women 25 to 30.
Tanning doesn't make me look healthier. My ambition does.
Tanning doesn't make me stand out. My drive does.
Tanning can cause wrinkles, age spots, and even melanoma, the cancer that kills one person every hour. And using tanning beds significantly increases your risk of developing melanoma.
Tanning doesn't make me glow. My individuality does.
Tanning doesn't make me feel better about myself.
I got the job.
Yeah.
Congrats. Job.
My confidence does.
Tanning doesn't make you more beautiful. It only makes you more at risk. Stop tanning. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
We here at Artio wanted to promote our app that gives you endless stations based on your favorite artist or genre right on your phone. So we hired this big advertising agency, and they were like, all brand alignment and paradigm shift. And we were like, what? And they were like, get out of our office. It's simple. Get the free Artio app, access our stations, or build one of your own for free until you say otherwise. Paradigm shifted. That's RDIO. Artio. Tune to you.
She fell in love with my blue eyes.
But that love is dead.
Yeah.
Been wearing old contacts. Now my eyes are all red.
Girl.
Why'd I run out of contacts? I see nothing clear. Itchy eyes, old lenses. I can't hold back my tears. Never run out of contacts. Wish I could see you again.
Get free expedited shipping on all app orders. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Hey, Kansas City, you're not in Congress. You have to learn to manage your money. The Dave Ramsey Show, now at a new time. Weekdays from noon to 2 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here. Thanks for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Alan Londi of the New Reformed Temple.
And we would welcome your call. It looks like we're going to get at least a couple more calls in before the end of our time together. We'll see if we can get them up on our board right now. So 576-7710 is the number to call. Rabbi Londi, we were talking about heroes, saints. You and I don't come from a sainting kind of tradition, but we appreciate them, and I've got a manuscript actually called Great Saints, Great Prayers that I'm feverishly searching for a publisher for, and do not have one yet, but it has folks like Martin Buber and Abraham Joshua Heschel, and both of those, I think, are recognized as very special personages in the Catholic tradition, actually. I think that officially they've been given some kind of honorific designation. So just as some Christians in Jerusalem, in, is it Yad Vashem?
The Chassidei Umot HaOlam, the righteous Gentiles.
Yeah, have been included in that part. But we were talking about them being, folks being, we call saints, would be heroes or exemplars.
I mean, in Hebrew, it would be chassidim. These are people, chesed is the term for loving kindness. So they're people who exemplify loving kindness in their lives. That's who would, that would be a chesed. Whether they have, now there are certain people in Judaism have certain mystical bents, and therefore, There's a sage, Shimon Bar Yochai, where people in Israel visit him yearly, and they believe that visiting him is a, could be a healing process, could promote healing. You know, those are part of the totality of Jewish tradition. They're not really part of my more rational faith. But I don't discount them. They're just not in the mainstream of my of how I understand the Jewish tradition.
Right. Who are some of your heroes that are not Jewish per se?
Oh my God.
You want to nosh on that a little bit as
call? take a call.
All right. We're going to go Raj. Raj, you've got Religion on the Line.
Yeah, I just have a small comment on religion and science.
according to the Bible, it seems God revealed himself in two ways. One is a special revelation, and that is the Bible. And the other is the general revelation. In Romans 1:20, it says, everything, the whole creation reveals the character of God.
You know, Raj, let me push you a little bit. But if it's a general revelation, why do you have to refer to the Bible? I know that the Bible is very important to you. I believe you're a Methodist. Is that right?
Yes.
And I know the Bible is very important to me. But general revelation, doesn't it also happen extra biblically? Meaning, I know there's a nice reference there in Romans, but it would be like if we see the horizon today. I'm with my friends John Perk and Alan Londy, and understand their sympathies, the resonances that we have in life.
I agree with you. Okay. What I'm saying, everything that God has created reveals his character. That's what the Bible says. So what I'm saying is that revelation, we call it science. Human interpretation of that revelation, we call it science. And human interpretation of the Bible, we call it theology. Both are human interpretation and therefore can be wrong. Therefore, I think we have to have a balanced view of two revelations. That's why I think God has given. So neither Bible nor science is more important, because both are the revelations of God. And how we have to try to find the balance between these two. That's what my view is, you know.
Uh-huh. John, you're the most scientific of the three of us in this room, I think. What do you think? Do you resonate with Raj?
I do resonate with Raj. I have sympathies. God created the world so that we could encounter him. So the world is a reflection of his perfections, and encountering creation, we in some way encounter him. But the greatest reflection of his creation is man, created in his image and likeness, as the rabbi said earlier in the show today, and that we are more in the image of God than anything else in creation, because we have a soul. We can have the inner life of God inside of us. So for that revelation, for that reality, I think we needed a revelation from the Word of God to tell us how valuable we were.
Raj, we thank you for your call, man. Call back next week too, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, it's been delightful to be with you two gentlemen. It's been delightful that I could be with you.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk with the Diocese of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Alan Londy of the New Reformed Temple.
And together we're glad to say, God bless.